two psukim in this week's parasha play a central role in the issue of Haskaras Shem Shemayim. One is the pasuk, of course, in the Aseret HaDibros, Lo Sisa Shem Hashem Elokech L'Ashav, which refers to Shvu Ashav, B'Shem Hashem. The Gemara in Brachos and Daf Lamed Gimel also darshins that it refers to a bracha shein etzricha. A person makes a bracha shein etzricha over on Lo Sisa. Most Rishonim understand that means midrabanan. It's an asmachta, and you're only over midrabanan. The Rambam might understand that it's a daraisa. Unclear exactly, machlokas, what exactly the Rambam holds about that. But there's another pasuk, as Hashem Elokecha Tira. And the Gemara in Temura darshins that because of the pasuk, as Hashem Elokecha Tira, it is also to be mazkir shem shemayim levatala. That's part of Yiras Hashem, part of Yiras Hashem, is to treat the Shem Hashem with great kavod, great respect, and to refer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in respectful ways, and therefore, it's also to be mazkir shem shemayim levatala. What does it mean? Haskaras Shem Shemayim Levatala. What is included in that category? I think many people mistakenly assume that it means that the specific official Shem as Hashem one can only say in the context of Psukim or Brachos. That's not really true. First of all, it's not limited to the official Shem as Hashem. Because of the fact that this is Din Yerushalayim, so any way in which you refer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is included. The Mishnah Berurah writes at the end of Siman Reish Tesvav, even in other languages, the word God. Also, since it refers to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we also have to treat it with respect and not just throw it around. It can't just be used as an expression, oh God, or something. That would be a violation of Haskar Shem Shemayim Levatala. On the other hand, since it's a din kavod, it's a din yira, so it doesn't have to, it's not limited to being used in the context of a full pasuk or a bracha. So, for example, the Rambam writes at the end of Hilchos Shavuos, if a person said Shem Shemayim Levatala, you should quickly say some sort of a shevach, like Baruch Shem Kvod Melchus Olam Ved. And then it's not Levatala, because you said it in the context of a shevach. So you see, any time that you mention the Shem Shemayim in the context of shevach, it's mutter. That's not called Levatala. Perhaps you could even argue that it would be, it's a good thing. It's a nice thing, because you're giving cover to the Shem Shemayim by mentioning it in the context of shevach. Similarly, the Mishnah, the very end of Brachos, says they would greet people, like Boaz in Megillas Rus, Hashem Imachem. Since it's being used in a way which is to give kavod, so that is permitted, and that's what the Mishnah Berurah writes there as well in Reish Tezvav, that in the context of Shavach Ve'oda, so it's certainly permitted. So just to give a couple of practical applications, for example, let's say when it comes to Zemiros Shabbos, singing Zemiros, so that's certainly, without question, in the context of Shavach. So it is permitted to say the Hashem Hashem when singing Zemiros. Many of the Gedolim have done that, but in Halicha Shlomo that Rosh Shlomo Zalman uses, it's perfectly permitted. That is the context of Shevach Ve'odah, as long as it's being done in a way which expresses Shevach. If a person is saying the Zemiros, but in a way which is a joke, so making a joke out of it, so then it wouldn't be acceptable. So some write that, let's say, if you have a tune which keeps on repeating the same words, so then it already made perhaps that would be considered to be less of a form of kavod, and perhaps that's why many are knowing not to say the Shem Hashem. I saw a quote in the Sefer Nefesh HaRav that Rav Moshe Salvechik didn't say, even though really it's totally permitted, Mekir Adin, and if it's being done in a way of Shavach Vodah, as we said, perhaps it's even a good thing to be dafka to go ahead and to do that and to mention it in that manner of kavod. On the other hand, as we said, if it's to throw around the Shem Shemayim in just as a manner of speech, so that would not be appropriate. So, for example, as we said, oh God, just as an expression, that would be not acceptable. On the other hand, let's say some person, people say, how are you doing? Say, thank God. So that's, it depends. If it's being done as the actual expression of thanks, so then, great, that's terrific. It's just a common expression. It just means good, fine, okay. So then, that would be something to be avoided. Have a wonderful day.